There was more disorder in North Belfast last night involving young people who are believed to be meeting up for organised fights. Superintendent Muir Clark is with me this morning. Good morning to you, Muir.
Good morning again, Stephen.
Good morning. So what, 60 young people near Yorkgate and North Queen Street fighting last night?
Yes, it would appear from the review that I have done this morning and having spoken to community reps on both sides, that there were a sizable number of young people from both sides of the community down in North Belfast last night who were involved in disorder and violent behaviour.
And this was organised behaviour?
What I will say to you, Stephen, is it's unusual to have that number of people out on the street without some sort of organisation. I have started a review this morning into a number of things. There is evidence from CCTV. So I have started a review into identifying those who were involved. I've started a review into what open source information there is on Facebook, again, to see if we can identify people who are involved in this. And what I can say to you and some of the people in North Belfast is police will be coming to doors over the next few weeks to speak to people that we've identified that are involved in this type of behaviour. It is diverting us away from other vital police work in North Belfast. It is putting young people and the people of North Queen Street in a dangerous situation. It is potentially going to affect the livelihood and the future of some of these young people, as I spoke to you, I think, maybe a week, 2 weeks ago in respect of this, that they genuinely do not see the consequences of this for the future. And I really have to appeal to parents down in that area of, do you know where your children are?
How bad,
aware of what's going on down there? I need your help to put a stop to this.
How bad was the fighting last night?
It was sporadic.
Were people punching each other? Were they throwing things at each other? What were they doing?
Well, that's part of the review that I am looking at this morning.
Sure, but you know what
CCTV.
They were doing.
Yes, it would appear that they were throwing items at each other, that they had masonry, which again was thrown at us when we turned up. We had to close the road for a short period of time until we worked with community reps to get the young people dispersed. So, yes, there was a range of activity down there that was both unacceptable and dangerous.
Were young people, how young were the young people?
Well, I have spoken to community reps on both sides this morning, and certainly one of them who was down there. And I am told it was from the very young teens right up to probably 16.
What, 10, 11, well, teens, 13?
I need to have a look at the CCTV footage. So
any arrests made?
Somebody mentioned 11 to early teens, so it could have been maybe as young as P7s, but I need to look at the CCTV. That's only anecdotal.
P7s?
Well, that's 11, 12-year-olds.
And did the police make any arrests?
Not yet. As I've said to you, we contained the area. We worked with community representatives to get them dispersed. We have gathered the evidence, and we will work towards calling out, speaking with parents, bringing young people in, and for some that may mean bringing them into the criminal justice system. As I said to you the last time I was on, that is not something that, you know, we do lightly, but parents and children need to understand that this behaviour in that area is not acceptable. It will not be tolerated by us, and as part of the review that I'm conducting today, you can expect a much higher police presence with a much lower tolerance to that type of behaviour.
Were they masking themselves last night? Were they disguising themselves? Covering their faces with scarves, in other words, and hoods up and all of that?
Again, not having looked at the CCTV footage, I'm not sure. It's a possibility. But, you know, a scarf over your face is not going to prevent us gathering the evidence, and it certainly won't protect you from being identified. for us coming to wrap your door.
Okay, Superintendent Muir Clark, thank you very much indeed.